Hey, what is up, everybody? It is me with my, I don't know what, my cousin, Marley. What's up, Marley?
Our long lost cousin. Although that could happen. We probably I don't know,
We
something.
live in the same place, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, hey, what's
Oh, it's going great. It's going great. I love making these bonuses with you because I don't have to wear deodorant, you know? So
Wait, what?
I don't. It's not a requirement, you know? So it's very relieving. I just
Well,
kind of let it go.
no smell-o-vision, so.
Exactly, yeah.
Or smell-o-listen, whatever it's. Yeah, whatever.
Marley had a story he wanted to tell me, and I think that you should all listen to it. Marley is a man who has a story. Go ahead, Marley.
Okay, well, you hype this up, makes it seem like it's super important, but it really isn't. But I guess I'll just tell it. So lately I've been trying to get a PS5, and obviously if you've been living underneath a rock, it's like almost impossible to get a PS5 because the scalpers have bots buying the PS5s, and basically before even before it goes in stock for a second, and then they're sold out. So that's been happening for since it launched. So I found one of these scalpers on Facebook Marketplace, and he was selling his PS the PS5 and two games for $1,200. So
Ooh.
I messaged this person on Facebook Marketplace asking if it's still available. He quickly responded and said, "Yes, it is still available." And then I responded and said, "Well, my highest offer is going to be $400." And he's like, "That's crazy. That's what I bought it at." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. Who's going to pay? Who in their right mind would pay $1,200 for a PS5 when you can go out and spend $1,200 on a brand new gaming PC? You would have to be stupid." And I called him stupid. I called him stupid for taking away all these PS5s away from people that actually want them and actually want to use them instead of just making a profit. So I ripped him a new one, and yeah, that's not really I don't know. It's not really an eventful story. It's just me getting mad at these people. But yeah.
You just messaged this guy to tell him off.
Yeah, exactly.
That
I'm on the internet. I'm on the internet. That's what you do. In case you haven't figured this out, that's what you do on the internet. You just you if you're unhappy with someone, you just tell them off. You at them on Twitter and you just tell them off. That's the world we live in right now, 2020. But yeah, how are you doing today?
Well, I don't have a story like that, but I do have a similar one. You ready for this?
Sure.
Well, I'm not, so I'm not gonna tell it. But I've been
Okay.
doing great.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Had a good Thanksgiving.
You
Marley
gained a
supported
couple of
the
pounds?
podcast.
You gained a
Oh, a
couple of
couple
pounds?
pounds? No, we use dollars in the US, so
Play that song.
Are they gonna
I'm
be
gonna play it
on
myself.
the way? Can they hear it if you play it at a different tab?
In case anyone hasn't figured it out, it's the Curb Your Enthusiasm song.
Dun dun dun
Okay,
dun. I need a separate person.
you need to stop because Larry David's gonna come after us. He's gonna be like, "That's I want my 50 bucks, please." I don't know what he copyrighted it at, but
50 bucks.
yeah.
Oh man, I had a good Thanksgiving. We had turkey. We had all the good stuff. We had apples. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
I socially distanced with my family. We called each other on Zoom and we just kind of hung out. And then I cooked Thanksgiving dinner for people within my immediate household. Yeah, just kind of played video games, watched movies, just kind of stayed, played it safe.
Played it safe.
During this global pandemic that we are suffering through. Which, by the way, speaking of a global pandemic, my anxiety is like through the roof every single time I have like COVID like symptoms, which I know it's not COVID, but still, when I have like a little cough, it's like, oh my god. Yeah, like, do you feel the same way? Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way. I don't get anxiety because I know it's just not, but I do make that connection.
Like, do you, as soon as you get a cough, you're just like, you just start smelling or tasting everything just because it's like, oh, did I lose my sense of smell or taste?
Get the most sweetest food and just try it.
Yeah. Dude, but by the way, have you seen those TikToks of people that said that they have COVID and they're eating like the most disgusting things possible or like the hottest things possible? Like eating like an onion. They're like, oh, I don't taste anything. Because of COVID, and I'm like, that's really great, but your stomach isn't going to be able to handle that later.
No. Oh no.
Yeah.
What video game did you play?
I was playing Animal Crossing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing is so good.
Yeah, it is good. It also isn't good when you have to restart your entire island. And I was rushing to try and get to the Thanksgiving like feast that they had in Animal Crossing, but I missed it.
I went to that. Really?
It. Yeah, but I'm gonna get to the Christmas one, so I'm excited about that one. But yeah, I don't know. Animal Crossing's just good. So
I know I'm looking forward to the release of Doom Eternal for the Switch on the 7th, I think it is, or the 5th.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
I really want
that. They just randomly dropped that today, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been looking for. I thought it was on the Switch already cuz they were announced at like the same time, weren't they?
But okay, since I said today, I was listening to the podcast that you released today, episode 13. You can leave this in if you want, but
oh no.
But I'm just saying you need to let me know if like when you're actually going to release it, just because I remember I was listening to episode 13 and I was telling people to get out and vote. And it's November. I'm like, damn, that's like a month late.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so I was like, wow.
Yeah, they should though, right? It's good information.
Yeah, I was like, so if you release this now, like, you're probably, are you going to release it, like, tonight?
Yeah, it'll go up on Wednesday. Wednesdays.
Okay, well, so, for people listening to this one, they'll be like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I never usually listen to the podcast that I record, but I listened to that one, and I was like, shit. Super outdated.
Yeah, I should have told you, but I honestly didn't even know when it was gonna be uploaded.
Yeah,
but now I know. I'll make sure to let
it's gonna know what I'm just gonna say at the end of this podcast and be like, hey, stay safe out there, wear a mask, global pandemic, you're gonna release it next year. They're like, what is he talking about, global pandemic? That was ended like 3 months ago. But yeah, man. I don't know.
And say something like, Trump is 100% going to win.
Right. MAGA 2020. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
What's your favorite color?
That's random. I thought we were talking about Animal Crossing.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite color in Animal Crossing?
Green.
Green.
Because you see that the most. No, but Animal Crossing, I've been kind of pushing my way through that, and I have really cute squirrel neighbor. Her name is Hazel. She loves wearing veils, even though She didn't wear them often, but I gifted her a veil, and she was like, this looks so nice, I'm gonna start wearing it now. And she wore it when I gave it to her.
Is she the one with the unibrow?
Yes. Yeah, she's adorable. She's adorable. I miss my old neighbors on my island that didn't transfer over, so thank you, Nintendo, for not transferring over.
Why did you start?
Because I got a new Switch, I wanted a Switch Lite, and I assumed what my island was on cloud saves. My save file was on cloud saves, but my island didn't transfer over because that is a completely different thing compared to from what Nintendo actually like calls it. And I'm like, I think a save file and an island just kind of lives in the same universe, don't you?
What's on the save file then?
I have no idea. Maybe like an auto save or something like that. So I had to start over. So thank you, Nintendo, for making me play through it again and making me play your game for the millionth time over. Not like I'm mad, but still. I don't know.
How do you like, why did you get the Switch Lite?
I wanted the Switch Lite because of the D-pad. The D-pad is an actual D-pad and not like four buttons. And I realized when I was playing my original Switch, I was playing it handheld like all the time. So I was like, why do I have this thing plugged to the TV when I'm always playing handheld? So I sold it and then I got a Switch Lite.
Who did you sell it to? Just someone random?
Yeah, just a random person.
Your mom?
No. There's some person on Facebook Marketplace. They're probably the guy I yelled at. Selling a PS5 for $1,200.
My brother just got a Switch Lite, and I like it, but I very much don't favor one way of playing it. I do it every single way, all the time.
I did that when it first came out, and I was in awe of putting it in the dock and having it go to the TV. But when I just started when I took it out of the dock and just started playing just regular Switch games or Wii U games, because that's basically what it is, a Wii U machine. But I just I don't know. I enjoy watching a YouTube show or a Netflix show just laying in my bed and just having that on in the background and just playing my Switch. So it's I don't know. That's how I use it. I also like that it's more portable too. And I'm not freaking out that when I take it on the bus or to the park and I'm not freaking out about losing a Joy-Con when I accidentally drop it and stuff like that. Because I've had not that's happened to me, but I've had friends that were playing it on the bus or the train, and they the Joy-Cons would just fly off if you just kind of drop
it. If you're not careful.
Yeah, it's I didn't want to risk that, so, because I'm very particular with my electronics, so. But, yeah, I don't know.
Is there, specific games that you like playing, genres that you like playing on, a TV versus, in your hands? Is that why?
Yeah, well, no. If I'm on a phone, there's definitely a specific genre. I like puzzle-like games, word games, anything that I can have short bursts of. But when I'm on a Switch, I just kind of treat that like a regular console experience, because that's what it basically is.
I can't imagine playing crosswords on the TV.
Brain Age. I play Brain Age.
Yeah. Really? That's funny.
Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see what Nintendo does with the Switch 2 or whatever it's called, the Switch Plus. Because I hear that's supposed to be
a thing.
Well, it's going to be a thing.
Ooh.
Supposedly it's going to be 4K, 4K, 4K. They're going to have to do it. because of, look at all these other systems that are coming out, like the Series X and then the PS4 or PS5.
I care very little about resolution. When I heard that the Switch would be running at 720 on the screen itself, I was like, hell yeah. I don't know, maybe I'm just not like picky, but
I'm not picky either, but I like Nintendo just because I think they have good art, and yeah, like their art design is just really good, and to see like their stuff like in high res and HD, it's like absolutely remarkable. But I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily want them to be in all their games to be in 4K, but the fact that I just want Nintendo to have like a powerful system where I can play like these third-party games, and like I won't have to buy like another system, like you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
But
does it annoy you on the eShop when you see games that look like they could run on like the first generation DS?
Not really, because like what game are you talking about in
that? Well, like I see these games that look like they could just be like a literal like apps on a phone. Like they got like Mahjong, you know.
That's shovelware. Like that. You see shovelware on basically every system. And the only reason why you see those games like on like the Switch right now is because everyone has a Switch. So all these developers are like, oh, we have Mahjong on a Mac. We can push it to the Switch and it won't cost us anything. So yeah, it's they're just trying to like cash in. Like whenever you have a system that's popular, you always have like developers. You always have like that one or two developers that like do stuff like that. But then I think that's up to Nintendo to kind of like organize their system better, where you actually see the good stuff that comes up to the top, which they are a little bit better at. They've always been horrible at it, but I think with the Switch, like I know, like with the featured page, I think like it features like the right stuff. And like I just did you get the Switch update today?
I have not used my Switch today, but is there an update for it? Is that way?
Yeah, it's just it's Switch 11 or whatever, the system update. There's a trending page if underneath the user if you click on your user page, there's like a trending page of seeing what your friends and like the world is playing. I feel like that is something new and exciting that Nintendo has never really like explored. But I don't know. That's cool. But yeah. Wait, what was your other question? Like what? Like what did I play or what did I watch?
Do you like games like Doom? Like, would you say you would get it for the Switch,
or do you already have it? The first Doom on PC when my PC was like up and running and actually could play games. I liked like Doom on like on PC, and I played a little bit on PS4. I think the best thing about Doom is the fact that it was 60 frames per second and such a high frame rate, and just because Doom is like one of those first person shooters that's like you need quick movements, and I don't know, like I would play it just because I want to play it handheld. I think something like that, like that's the thing about the Switch, it's like a lot of these games like Assassin's Creed Black Flag, I own the Black Flag and Rogue. I think it's Assassin's Creed Rogue that you got two games for the price of one. Like I can play those games at like 30 frames per second because that's like locked at 30 frames, and on all the other systems they ran like crap.
Shooters are so weird on this Switch.
Hmm?
Like first person shooters, I never played a first person shooter on the Switch until I bought it was on sale, like the 2-for-1 Borderlands series. It was like $20, so
I played Borderlands on PC already. Like I feel like I'm kind of Borderlands out. I like I don't know. I would stay up super late and like play with my friends. And
it's so much fun, isn't it?
It's the first one's really good. The second one's good, and then it just kind of I felt like it went downhill after that. Like the humor is just not funny anymore. It's too there's too much internet humor, and it's not the good internet humor either. But
well, I was trying to see, okay, I have number two. Well, I have all of them except the third one, but just on different platforms. But the ones that I bought on the Switch, I have the pre-sequels, which I'm playing right now, and then the second one. And I have zero clue what is going on with this story. It sounds so complicated. I have such a hard time grasping what is going on.
How does it run, like, on the Switch? I'm kind of...
It runs really good. On TV and handheld, so...
I'm kind of tempted, because it's still on sale, right?
The only thing... Sorry, go ahead.
I wouldn't mind like buying that and playing through it again on Switch. I don't think I actually finished like my statement before. Is like, that's the thing about the Switch is like I can play like a game like if Red Dead came out for PS4, and then it came out for Switch, I would buy it for Switch because I can play it on the go. That's the whole selling point around the Switch. So I don't know, like I think
hey if you give sorry no I was just gonna say if you do end up getting Borderlands, you could add me and we could play, right? Because it's online. Do you have online?
Yeah, Switch online, Nintendo Switch online. Mm-hmm. I don't really have any online games, so the bit that well besides Animal Crossing, but I don't consider that online because it sucks, so sorry, yeah, Nintendo, fix your online for Animal Crossing. Like, I don't want to see every single time someone comes to my island, I don't need to see a loading screen of them arriving, and then whenever they leave, I don't need to see them, oh, they're leaving now. I'm like, oh yeah, it's dumb.
It takes forever.
Yes, it takes way too long. Like, I understand, that what they're trying to do. Like, they're trying to create, like, the whole Animal Crossing is, like, Nintendo's, like, baby. Like, they're trying to create a narrative. Like a 365-day narrative. Like, this is what it's like, when someone flies to your island, like, in real life, or flies to your town. Like, you gotta wait and stuff like that. But it's a video game. I don't care about that. I just want to, like, hang out with my friends in the video game.
But like it looks cool, but you can tell it's a loading screen still.
Yes.
And that's annoying.
Yeah, and it's trying to connect to from Switch to Switch. Speaking of that, like how awesome like the Dodo Airlines, I feel like those are the best. I think I will say hands down that the best character for 2020. Like the Dodos.
Oh yeah, I love their voices.
Yeah, the fact that they created like a character that, because dodos don't fly, and that in Animal Crossing they run like a, well, I think they can fly, but they just don't fly very far. But the fact that they create a character like that and they run an airport, I just think it's super funny. But
yeah, it's creative.
Yeah.
Style points.
But yeah. I don't know. I always keep going back to Animal Crossing. I don't know why. But
it's a grind.
Well, there's something about like when I first got Animal Crossing, it happened right around quarantine, and I feel like that's when I really got into it. And like I would never take those hours back. Of me just like, because I wasn't going anywhere at the time, and like I just wake up every single morning, I turn it on and just check like my updates, check how everyone is doing, check on Al the monkey with his butt hanging out, and then Buck the deer or the
oh yeah
Buck was awesome. He likes working out. Like Buck and Al are like my favorite like characters. I hope they come to my new island. But Al is just hella cool. It's just like he's just a monkey.
Owl?
No, the Al. Yeah. And then I don't know. Like Buck was but I instantly liked Buck just because the first time like he came to my island, he just started yelling at me and just emoting. And I'm just like, this guy is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I like you. I was kidding. But I don't know.
I would have to say, Marley, that it is the most aphrodisiac concentration, you know? A super excellent self-gratification rationalization. I mean, what else is there to say?
Right. I guess. Whatever you just said there. Did you have a stroke?
No, I meant every word.
Okay. All right. Sure. About that. Uh-huh. But you asked like what movies I watched, because I could segue into something.
Why don't you tell us about your podcast? just use that as a segue. Let everybody know why you're here.
Well, Sammy, if you don't know, I run a podcast called The Water Cooler Podcast, and what I watched over Thanksgiving break. I watched The Dark Knight, and the reason why I mentioned that is because we're doing an ongoing series watching every single Christopher Nolan film leading up to the digital release of Tenet. So, I did watch The Dark Knight, and I watched that multiple times because The Dark Knight is such a great film. Not to spoil the actual podcast of what I actually thought about it, but you know what I mean.
Ooh.
But yeah, have you seen The Dark Knight?
Too many times.
Yeah. It's a really good film. Really good film. If you want to know what I think about it, listen to the podcast.
Check out his podcast. Drink some water while you're doing it.
Or you can drink anything else.
Like, no, drink water.
You know you could fill water coolers up with anything, right? Like I've been in offices where they fill it up with booze.
Oh god.
Like, those businesses don't exist anymore because they violated a ton of workplace violations, workplace rules. But yeah.
So you could put like almonds in there?
Yeah, you can have almond milk. Yeah, you can put almond milk.
No, just almonds.
Just almonds?
Like or almonds, milk? Just full almonds and the milk.
I suppose.
This sounds like something
on Slide Ride.
That's my whole mind is Slide Ride. Oh, I had so much fun making the slides for tomorrow.
Oh my god.
I'm so excited. Everybody that's listening needs to go listen to that in, I don't know, a couple of weeks is when it's going to come out.
Right.
I love making them. I laugh my ass off making them.
Did I mention, like, I think on one of these bonus episodes or an actual episode, like, Slide Ride, you need to work on a patent for that?
Because that's right.
Jackbox, I don't know if you ripped it off or Jackbox ripped it off.
They ripped it off.
I think
I ripped it off in Practical Jokers, and they ripped it off me.
I like how you said, "Oh, they ripped it off." I ripped it off Practical Jokers, and then
yeah, they're not allowed to do that. It goes one time, and that's it.
Right. I haven't seen Practical Jokers.
Well, you need to.
Is that on Comedy Central?
It's on True TV.
Oh no, I have seen that. I don't think I watched like a full episode because.
Has your brother seen it?
What?
Has your brother seen it?
Random and no.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I only seen part of an episode, like when the credits are rolling, because I was waiting for Adam Ruins Everything to start.
Ew.
What's wrong with Adam Ruins Everything?
His name is Adam.
Oh my god.
He ruins everything.
That's such a good show. I love that.
Yeah, movie. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Shout out to Adam Conover.
Yeah, put him on the podcast.
Maybe I should just message him right now. During your podcast. I'll just start booking guests during your podcast.
Just make everybody else wait. Oh, goodness.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Do you like grapes that are blue? No, grapes that are green random. Or purple?
That's random. I know it. I don't know. I don't really like grapes that much. They're too sweet. Oh, they're too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yeah. I like grape tomatoes. Grapes. I like grape tomatoes.
What the hell is a grape tomato?
They're tomatoes that are shaped like grapes.
Oh, like the really tiny ones you put in salad?
Yeah.
I don't like those ones.
Well, no one likes you.
I know. that dark turn. I thought you were the god of grapes, Merle. That's like your shtick, you know?
The god of grapes? What do you mean?
That sounds so stupid.
Here's the turn. So if there's a god of grapes, is the devil just a raisin? It's shriveled up.
No, that would be
the opposite
then.
Of a grape.
Sure.
I don't know.
God of grapes. That'd be a cool, yeah, like official.
I'm so confused how we got to like talking about grapes.
That's why I love this.
I'm so confused. Yeah. Grapes are healthy. Eat your fruits and vegetables.
Not if you cover them in hot sauce.
But, oh, what?
Yeah, don't do that.
Who's covering them in hot sauce?
I don't know, but they should stop.
Okay. Well, hot sauce is good, but not on everything.
Do you like milk chocolate or dark chocolate? Very important question, actually.
Dark chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah. It's heart healthy. Dark chocolate is heart healthy. It's good for your heart. And it's good to... I like baking with it, too.
Baking?
Yeah.
How do you bake with dark chocolate?
It's just easier because it's not as sweet as milk chocolate. You can control the sweetness yourself. Yeah.
People complain about the aftertaste, and it does have a strong aftertaste, but I think it's good.
It is good. The only time I ever had milk chocolate is when I have a Reese's peanut butter cup, which is, if anyone wants to know, that's like the key to my heart.
Ooh, I'll make sure to get you some of those.
Wow. Sorry, Sammy. Don't even try.
Those are good.
Yeah.
They put like crack in them, I swear.
Yeah, they probably do. You want to know what they put in them?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But something addicting.
I thought you were the god of Reese's Pieces. I'm so tired.
You're tired? Maybe
no.
How long is this going to be?
You know, let's just end it right here.
I don't know. You don't have to. I'm just wondering.
I mean, I got time. I hope everyone who's listening to this has
time. In the world.
This would be an amazing podcast.
This would be a 24-hour podcast.
It's just live streaming.
I can't even imagine.
Ooh, I want to do that now.
No,
will you do that with me?
I actually remember, so, like, I'm not sure if you know this podcast, but it's called This Is Only a Test Podcast. It's a technology podcast. They actually podcasted for 48 hours. They did it for charity, and they had guests come in and like get them through the challenge. And they actually uploaded the entire thing, like all 48 hours, like on their RSS feed.
Huh.
Like it was all one episode.
Oh my god.
I'm not sure if he can.
I have to beat that now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's talking for 24 hours. I'm not sure if I could.
Oh, I could do that.
You say that now.
Well, I've been awake for 24 hours.
You say that now, but when you start at 7 in the morning, and then you start, and then 2 a.m. rolls around. Fun. Then 2 a.m. rolls around, and you. And no one is around to like. Because at 2 a.m. from like 11 p.m. to like 6 in the morning, they didn't have any guests. It was just the two of them. Because who's gonna come in at freaking 12 o'clock at night and be a guest?
I would have.
Okay, whatever.
Actually, I'm
probably you're the outlier. But still.
That's what we need to do, I'm telling you.
No.
Yes.
Good.
No, we need to do that, Marley. I will pay you a stick of deodorant. What kind of deodorant do you like? Old Spice?
Yeah, Old Spice. I use Old Spice.
Not New Spice?
Yeah, thank you. I already stocked up, so.
Stocked up.
Yeah.
The god of deodorant. What do you think about giraffes?
Like the Toys R Us giraffe? The Toys R Us giraffe?
Like actual giraffe.
I don't know. They got long necks.
They do have long necks. Why do they have long necks?
Because evolution.
Okay, that's why I don't give evolution, okay, right? I've always had this question for years. I've never been able to get it answered. And maybe you can finally answer it. Everybody, this is very important. You want to listen to this. If you're falling asleep to this podcast, make sure you don't fall asleep right here. Okay.
Oh, they're already gone. We're 40 minutes in. They're already gone. So, but what were you going to ask?
Okay, so in evolution, they say that like, and I believe in evolution just to set the premise, that basically things will evolve to fit their environment, right? So like, if there's like an animal that's being grown up in like a harsh environment, like a winter, they evolve so they can survive it with like fur or whatever the hell they need. Mm-hmm. But if they die, like if the initial ones die, but they have like their offspring, how is it known that that's what they need? Like that's what they die from? Like what actually makes that difference? It's not like you're gonna have offspring and then die from the cold and be like, oh my goodness, I die from the cold. At least my children won't die from the cold, because what I don't understand how that connection is made.
Like, knowledge is power. Like, you just used the example of cold, so I'm pretty sure like when I'm pretty sure like the caveman or like the earliest man, like when the earliest man, when he died of the cold, sorry, when he died of the cold, he obviously, like, his buddy was just like, well, I'm gonna learn from his mistake and not die from the cold, and killed like a woolly mammoth and used it to keep warm. Like, he cut it open like freaking Luke Skywalker and slept inside it and kept warm that way. But yeah, it's all knowledge. Is
power. But that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because you make that choice while you're alive to cut the skin off the mammoth. Let's take the mammoth, right? Let's zoom into the mammoth.
So are you talking about when... if there's one person left and he dies of the cold, so how is the next person supposed to come along?
Well, I mean, I get how they come along, because if you have children, then
they just go extinct and they didn't evolve.
Right. So
that's like COVID is the perfect example of that. Like, we're not evolving to COVID because no one's wearing a mask. So we're all going to die. We're all going to get extinct. But if we were to evolve and listen to science and learn,
Karen,
and learn from and learn from our mistakes, then we'll get through this.
Inspirational words from a man.
Okay, yeah, yes.
Up with
very, very inspirational. Just wear a mask. Wear a mask and listen to science. But yeah.
So it's just science is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's evolution in a nutshell. Learning from past experiences.
Oh, I love evolution. I do evolution every day.
You don't say that around certain people.
Certain people.
We won't go there. Unless you want your entire podcast like run by right-wing Protestant Catholicism.
You know, this is a long enough podcast. It's already as long as the other ones.
That's so, what you she know said. What? That's what she said.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I'm wrapping up the podcast, Marley. Okay. Well, thank
you're
you
wrapping it up like a Christmas present. And you're going to release this on Christmas Day, so everything that I talked about is basically outdated.
Maybe.
Because that's what you did in the last one. I'm just saying. That would be on brand with you. Sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Drink water. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Stay safe again. And Marley is a man. And we'll see you all later. You got anything else to say?
Yes, that's factually correct. I am a man. So
I feel like we have to just put that out every time. Because sometimes you say things that just don't hit that mark, you know?
Wait, what do you mean?
So thank you, everybody, for listening to this podcast. Oh, you know.
What?
If you know, you know, you know.
If you know, you know, you know, you know.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a good night. Stay tight. I don't know what that
wow.
was. good night.